And people talk about the power of song and how it moves people in so many ways. And the inspirational qualities certainly aren't lost on an amazing group of ladies. They are the D-Majors, Australia's very first breast cancer choir. And it's great to have Alison Lancey with us this morning. You must be very, very excited because last weekend you're officially on CD now. You got into the studio, you recorded, and it was released. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, oh gosh, we're very, very excited about the release of the very original song and for the choir. It's been fantastic.
Hey, before we get down to a little bit more detail, were there any divas in the studio while you were recording? Were there any Mariah Carey moments or anything, or were all the ladies well behaved?
No, all the ladies had a wonderful time. It was really, really exciting because I don't think any of them had done anything like that before, been in the studio or done any kind of recording. So I was really, really excited and it was a really fantastic experience.
So probably just a few nerves thrown into the excitement mix as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's always nerves when you're doing something that's out of your comfort zone, I think.
Yeah, and for something like that, it is fantastic. The choir is amazing. How many ladies do you have in the choir at the moment? And is it a movable feast as far as sizing is concerned, or is it just a set number?
Yeah, no, it does move a little bit. There's between sort of, I think, 30 and 40 members of the choir, but those numbers do fluctuate a little bit depending on family or if people are going through treatment or have to take time out or have been unwell. But they always know that they can come back and pick up exactly where they left off and just feel exactly a part of the kind of family of the choir when they come back.
Because that's the amazing thing about it. People have said to me when I mentioned I was having a chat to you this morning, and there is the assumption that every member of the choir has, we use a word, and I don't know whether it's the right word to use, but beaten cancer in there 100%. But there are members who are still going through that struggle and that journey, aren't there?
Yeah, the membership is sort of made up of varying links to breast cancer. So there's quite a number of ladies who have had breast cancer and have beaten it or who are going through treatment at the moment. But there's also a number of people like myself that have either just worked with people who've had breast cancer. So I've worked in hospitals and I work for GP, so I sort of have that sort of medical attachment. But we have lots of allied health people as well, and medical people, and also people have had links with family members. So they've had a close family member that have had breast cancer and they've seen him go through that process. So everyone's got a very close link with breast cancer but may not have had it themselves.
And that is a problem with cancer, is it? Unfortunately, far too many people have far too many links to it, but that's another story.
Absolutely.
For another day. We talk about the power of music and the magic of it and how it can uplift you. You can be in a horrible mood and hear a great song and then all of a sudden your state changes. Would it be fair to say the ladies get as much out of it, if not more, than the people who come and sit in the audience and listen to them sing?
Oh, absolutely. They definitely get so much out of the choir. Like it's just a place that they can come and be themselves and forget about all of the darkness and everything that's been happening in their lives through the week, all their treatment, and they can just come and be themselves and feel kind of enveloped by the love of the other ladies and feel, you know, important and special for that period of time that we're together. So it's not just the concerts where they feel special and important, it's when they come to rehearsals as well.
Is it a little bit like a family? Because I would imagine if you had that situation, whether you've got a disease or a problem of any way, shape or form, it's something very, very personal. And you can talk to someone who doesn't necessarily know what you're going through. But when the ladies come together, everyone has an understanding. So it would be a bit of a family atmosphere, wouldn't it?
Definitely. So Lauren O'Brien is the creator and the director of the choir, and her vision was to try and capture that sort of family environment that you get when you get a whole bunch of women that come together that have been going through, you know, really difficult times, and that they're just able to kind of share that sort of sisterhood and strength, I guess, with each other. So it definitely has a very much a family environment.
Okay, the single's called True Survivor. It was launched last weekend. Now, the good news about it is you can purchase it. We will have a link from the Todd Sargent Morning Show page on the 2NURFM webpage. But tell us, funds raised, how are they going to help the choir? What happens with the money raised from the single? How's it going to work?
So the money raised will come back to the choir. Earlier this year, the choir went on this fantastic, crazy tour up to Tamworth, and they did a couple of concerts in the town hall. They went to a park run, they went up to the hospital and sang, and they helped raise some money at one of the local pubs for one of the accommodation services in Tamworth for people who are coming for cancer treatment. And so that's what they're hoping that the money raised from the singer will do, come back into the choir and allow them to go back out to more regional areas and bring that kind of sisterhood and connection to our regional, the regional women that just don't have that close link. I think, you know, the tyranny of distance when you're going through cancer treatment, you're out stuck on in a rural area or a rural property is really difficult. So that's what they're aiming to do, is to try and bring that love and joy outside Newcastle.
Yeah, we tend to forget when we live in a city area how large Australia is, and the things, the simple things that we take for granted for some areas are just, you know, it's a monumental exercise. So the money raised goes back to the choir. They can go out and see more people, raise more money, go out and see more people. It's like a pebble in a pond. Alison, thanks very much for your time this morning. Say hi to all the ladies for us. Congratulations. Yay. And we'll have a link for that single on the webpage.
That'd be great. And I'd just like to mention that Gareth Hudson, who did the arrangement for the song, it sounds beautiful, cellos and violins, and it just complements it. And when you hear the ladies singing about how the, you know, that cancer can break their body and it can take away their strength, but that they can choose how they fight the battle and they can move forward, you'll want to cry. It sounds amazing.
Thanks, Alison. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks very much. You too.